Senator Hillary Clinton charged today that Senator Barack Obama's campaign has introduced racial tension into their contest for the Democratic Party nomination.
This is, you know, an unfortunate storyline that the Obama campaign has pushed very successfully. They've been putting out talking points. They've been making this. They've been telling people in a very selective way what the facts are. And I'm glad to have the opportunity to set the facts straight.
Senator Clinton spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. She was responding to questions about remarks she and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, had made, remarks that prompted concern among some prominent African Americans. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now to catch up on this. And Juan, remind us how this all started between Clinton and the Obama camp.
Well, right after the New Hampshire primary election, Andrea, Senator Clinton was asked about Barack Obama's attempt to portray himself as a visionary and the sort of an heir to Dr. King and the like. And she said, well, Dr. King did a lot, but, you know, there wouldn't have been a 1964 Civil Rights Act without President Johnson. Lots of people thought, well, wait a second, why is she diminishing Dr. King and his tremendous nonviolent social movement for civil rights that put pressure on the U.S. Congress and President Johnson to act? Mm-hmm. Then President Clinton followed up in a comment about Barack Obama's campaign when he used the term fairy tale. Later, President Clinton said he was only referring to Barack Obama's take on the war in Iraq, initially saying that he was opposed to the war, but then when he was in the Senate, not really trying to vote to set a deadline and continuing to vote for funding for the war. But many people thought that, again, he was talking about the visionary aspect, the hopeful aspect that has been really the hallmark of Barack Obama's campaign.
So how has Senator Obama responded to this?
Well, this is very interesting. And again, this is hardball politics, Andrea, because just as you heard in that clip from Senator Clinton, there's been circulating around a sort of talking points memo listing not only the comments by President Clinton, by Mrs. Clinton, but by other surrogates for the Clintons in which they use some racially charged language, things like shuck and jive, talk about past cocaine use by Barack Obama, all that kind of stuff. And Barack Obama, who doesn't like to talk about race on the campaign trail or really, the only time I've ever heard him talk in those terms is at a commemorative event in Selma, Alabama. Even he now, in Las Vegas today, began talking in racial terms. Here he is.
The slaves and abolitionists fought against that evil system with their prayers and their hope. That's what allowed them to resist. And that's how a president was able to chart a new path.
Juan, it's interesting. It seems that Barack Obama's relationship with the old guard of the civil rights movement, though, is not close.
It isn't, Andre, and this has been really a problem for him from the very beginning. They've been suspicious of him as a newcomer, someone that didn't come up through the civil rights movement, someone that didn't come up through black politics in America, someone whose base is in white America overwhelmingly and in upper-class white America at that. So if you were to listen to the likes of Andrew Young, who was, of course, Dr. King's top lieutenant, he's a Clinton supporter and has been dismissive of Barack Obama. John Lewis, now the congressman from Georgia, another top activist in the civil rights movement, again, a Clinton supporter. So what you see is that they view Barack Obama as unreliable. They don't know exactly how he would act as president, and they buy into some of Senator Clinton's suspicions that he doesn't know how to really do the hard work that it takes to create change, although he can talk in the most, I think, you know, aspirational terms about the need for change in America.
Huh. Quickly, Juan, any idea yet how this is playing out among African-American voters?
Well, the key here is South Carolina, Andres. You know, it's coming up, and there you have 50% of the voters in the primary as blacks, and primarily we're talking two black women. Jim Clyburn, who's the third-ranking Democrat in the House, is an African-American from South Carolina. He became concerned about some of the Clintons' language and said he was worrying about whether or not he was going to change his mind and endorse somebody, but now he's backed off that. So we're not clear how it's playing out, although Obama has a lead in South Carolina.
NPR's Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Andrea.